Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Pat Bacon sitting in for Scott Hinnon today on What's on Your Mind, or as I occasionally like to refer to the show, Have You Lost Your Mind? It just depends on the topic of the day. You're listening to What's on Your Mind with the ever-loving sidekick, Todd Mitchell, in the other chair this morning.
The ever-loving.
If you want to be part of the conversation today, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-226-8503 or email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. There, I got it all out and didn't repeat one extra five anywhere in the middle of that.
That's the first time you've done that,
right?
There
are too many fives in all of this stuff. I just want to be clear about that.
You see, no, by the way, when you text that number, you're actually texting my phone. Somebody texted, happy birthday. Mine's in February, so I'm not sure who that was for.
Well, it's one of your coworkers.
If you want to let me know who it's today, so. If you want to let me know who it's for, I'll pass it along. But there we go.
Absolutely,
Phil Parker is celebrating a birthday today.
Great show on the air today for you. We have got a full hour of town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Also joining us sometime in the 10 o'clock hour, or maybe sooner if we can arrange it. Senator John Hovind's going to share a few comments on the Iran deal that is making all the news in the last 48 hours. And so, like I said, a great show for you, but always the best part of the show is the issues you want to talk about, the things you want to cover, and the things that you just want to have your voice heard here on What's on Your Mind. A lot of stuff going on, obviously, with the presidential campaign kicking in, the Iran deal. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in that. I do have to tell you on the Iran deal, and we talked briefly about it earlier today, and we'll cover, I'm sure, more of it when Kevin comes in later this morning, is that, you know, I don't trust Iran. I don't trust that they're going to comply. So the most important part of that deal has to be the ability to verify. I actually like the fact that if they catch him cheating, the triggers or the sanctions automatically trigger back in. I mean, what has brought them to the table, and everybody has to understand, this is not some new enlightenment in Iran. It's not some great breakthrough with the Obama administration. It's been a decade of sanctions that have done incredible damage to their economy, to the point where the people are even starting to speak out against an oppressive regime. And if you think about over the course of time, it has been democracy that has really been, democracy and capitalism, that has been the biggest force for change in a lot of these oppressive, tyrant-run countries. Those are the things that have made a difference. Look at Cuba and the way it mollified Cuba. Let's look at Poland. Even in the even with the Soviets and the breakup of the Soviet Union, it was our way of life, our democracy, and our capitalist society that brought them to the table. Same thing here. It was the sanctions that drove them to this point. And it's that hammer that really can make change. Now, obviously with the Iranians, we have to make sure that they verify, that we can go in and prove not only that they've complied, but they will continue to comply with this. But if we can get that done and bring them into this modern society, into the global community, into the world community, it could be a breakthrough. But it only happens if we continue a tough line on verification and making sure that this deal actually does what it's intended to do. I mean, that is the big news today. Obviously, we all hope that we're able to keep a bomb out of the Mideast. There are some already there, unfortunately, but the reality is that we've got to keep Iran from getting a bomb. More importantly, we've got to bring them into the world community in a way that they're a constructive part of it, as opposed to this force of evil in the world, which, don't kid yourself, right now today, that's where they are. And it was the sanctions that brought them to this. So as we move forward in this discussion, and I want to see the details before I pass any judgment. And quite frankly, I'm going to listen to some experts on this area before I endorse it or say it's a great deal. But that is the critical aspect, is that we have to be able to know that they are playing by the rules in this New Deal. Without that, we've got to put the hammer down, put the sanctions in place, because that's what brought them to the table. Not diplomacy, but it was the sanctions that forced them to the table. Let's go to the phones right out of the bat. Obviously, this is always your show, and let's take Jim on line one. Jim, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Scott. Just a comment on the Iran deal that John Kerry and Obama come up with. I don't know how many pages they've got typed up, but I'm sure it's a tall stack on that agreement. But I can boil it all down to one simple statement. Do you trust Iran? That's all we got to know on that.
I agree with that. And the deal is, I don't. And that, and whatever that final document is, the 80 pages of this deal, we have to be able to verify that they're playing by the rules, or they won't. They have already demonstrated that they will continue to act in a lawless way if we don't have a hammer over them.
Precisely.
And the hammer has to be that we continue to have the threat of those sanctions reoccurring, or they won't play fair. I think they've already proven that.
Right. I guess, though, yesterday, though, if I caught part of your show, one guy called in and said, we've got these cameras watching over there, so we don't have to worry, right?
Well, Cameron was mentioning that yesterday, and yeah, we can trust the cameras as much as we
can trust them.
I
wish they had his phone number, because if he believes that, I got a bridge for sale.
Well, we just got to get the NSA to move the cameras from over North Dakota over to Iran, and then we're all set, right?
Okay.
That's how that works.
Right,
so,
yeah. There you go.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jim, all the way. We have, you know, we have to start with the premise that we do not trust them. That doesn't mean we shouldn't go forward with the deal, because I think Republicans have to guard against the knee-jerk no to everything Obama does. If this is verifiable, then we should move forward on this, but hold a tough line throughout that.
But how do you verify it?
Well, and that's the thing, is that we've proven that there are ways to do it. It just, the agreement has to give us unfettered access, or the ability to get in and tell.
How do you know you're getting unfettered access?
Well, the reality is that this stuff is pretty potent stuff.
Right.
And so they can detect it if they're able to get access to
another gift in there.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we don't know. Until two things have to happen there. One, the agreement has to call for it in the final form. And two, they have to live with it. If either of those things aren't true, then we pull the rug out from underneath this. Let's go to Jim on line two.
Like President Reagan said, we've got to negotiate from a position of strength. And that's what you're saying. We've got to have
absolutely.
Hammer them.
And by the way, this is the same thing we went through with the Soviet Union. And so I'm totally with you on this one. We
right.
do, you know, we start by saying we don't trust them until they earn our trust.
Good point.
And one of the things I do like is that they do have to earn our trust before some of those sanctions get let go. But that being said, this is not about the next couple of years. This is about the, you know, a generation, and that has to happen for the foreseeable future. So, Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jim in Fargo. Jim, welcome to the show. What's your comment?
Well, my personal opinion is that if this deal goes through, that if they get in, they are allowed to make missiles or get missiles. That's gonna trigger the beginning of what I will think will be World War III, because the Saudis and all these other people are not gonna sit by with a nuclear armed Iran. I'll guarantee you that. They're gonna build up, defend themselves, and it'll be a nightmare. And there's just no way to trust him.
Well, I agree. Again, it comes back if we don't trust them. It starts with we don't trust them. We have to verify.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you guys could do me also do a favor, and I would like to get Heidi Heitkamp's number so I could call in and urge her to vote against that treaty. Because I'm assuming John Hovenwell, he's pretty liberal, but I would think he would vote against it. But that treaty's got to be, we can't put that in, that can't be enacted, or there's big trouble.
Well, I will tell you, according to the Washington Post this morning, both Kevin Cramer and John Hoven are leaning no, and Heidi Heitkamp was unclear. She hasn't been very forthcoming in her attitude in this either way. And later in the show, I'm going to read a statement from her. We invited her to come on the show and tell us about her position. She opted to send us a statement instead, but I'll cover that later in the show as well. So anyway,
she doesn't want to come on. She doesn't want to come on to people that disagree with her.
But let me ask you, if you
give her a phone number, because she got a congressional number, I want to call her and urge her, and I would urge all citizens to call and let her know whether they want her to vote yes or no. I mean, you know, it's a democracy, so people that are for her think that they do the same. But, you know, we need to let these Democrats got to be let know that we don't want this.
Well, I have to ask you, though, I mean, there has to be, you know, the current situation, and unless Iran is willing to do what it takes to drop the sanctions, there has to be a path forward so that we're no longer in this situation. I mean, what has drawn them to this point is the fact that the sanctions have hurt them bad. There has to be some ground where we move forward on that. And that's what we're going to discover in the next few days as we get into this. Hey, Jim, thanks for the great call. You're right on the money. And you're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more calls right after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot. And July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you at one of these summer field day events. For more information, contact your local county extension office.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? Obviously, the big topic today is Iran. And a former caller had asked about contacting Heidi Heitkamp. Her number, if you want to call and get her opinion or encourage her to vote one way or the other, is 202-224-2043. That's 202-224-2043. Let's go back to the phones. Carrie, I think it's Carrie, in Fargo. What's on your mind this morning? Oh, Carl. Sorry about that, Carl.
Yeah, it's Carl.
You know, the problem is my bifocals don't work this far from the monitor. That is the fundamental reality of advancing age. So, Carl, welcome to the show. What's your comment?
Yeah, my enunciation in my older years isn't that great. You mentioned earlier that you thought the sanctions were helping bring Iran towards democracy. Well, I can't help but think back that in 1953, Iran had a democratically elected leader, and he wanted another 5% of the oil to go to Iran, and the predecessor to British Petroleum and our CIA didn't like that, so he was put under house arrest, and all the members of his government were, a lot of them were assassinated. And we got our boy installed, the Shah of Iran, who was there for 24 years, and he was ruthless to the Iranians. And the Iranian people had actually looked up to the United States. So anyway, we don't have clean hands in our history. And the last time Iraq marched into Iran in 1980, we supported Iraq in that endeavor, but that was after the hostage thing in the late 70s. But anyway, the last time Iran left their border to go on an aggressive mission was about when George Washington was still alive, about 1800.
Well, and you're right, officially leaving their border. They have been a supporter of terrorism around the world and especially in the Middle East. But that being said, I don't disagree with some of your points. My point is simply this, is that what has really worked in the history of the United States is a combination of sanctions that bring people to the table because of the hardships on their people. That's what's going on here. That's what's gone. That was what happened with the Soviet Union. It's what happened with the Cubans, and also exposure to democracy and a capitalist society that can provide a higher quality of living for their people. That combination has done more good. And why we've got to look seriously at this. And again, I don't trust these guys. And you're right, there have been, you know, this whole idea of nation building that we've engaged in over the years, especially prior to the last decade, really on both sides of that coin, both with the Democrat administrations and Republican administrations, didn't achieve much success. What has is every time we have an opportunity for people to see the way that we live and our values and the real U.S., the real Americans, it works in our favor. And so if we can get to that point with these guys in Iran, it could turn the tide for us. But it only happens if we have verification, because we cannot trust the Iranians to follow through. We have to be able to guarantee that they're going this. If that happens, lifting the sanctions makes sense, because they will then again become exposed. And you're right. There was a day when they respected Americans, and that, of course, got messed up with the Shah of Iran, and there were a lot of problems in that whole world and the way we approached the Middle East in those days. But that being said, that's history. What do we do going forward? Well, history will teach us the best way to go forward is to have them exposed to our way of life. And that's only going to happen is if we can break, you know, not have the sanctions in place and verify that they are playing by the rules. I don't trust them, and that has to be the number one consideration for that. Don't you agree, Carl?
I agree with parts of that, but thanks for letting me bring up some of the past history. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, Carl, thanks for the call. Great call. And again, the simple reality is that this is a big deal. If anybody looks at this and says, oh, well, it's, you know, some small country in the Middle East or some oil-rich country, whatever, it is a big deal in the Middle East. It's big to Israel's security, our number one friend in the Middle East. Sometimes I'm not sure the Obama administration gets that, but this is a friend and it's a big deal to them. It's a big deal to stabilization in the Middle East. And quite frankly, it is a big deal to our national security, but we have to make sure they don't get the bomb, that we put in place the things that are going to slow them down. Everything I've read so far says that it could do that if we can verify and if they play by the rules. Well, the only way that's going to happen is how? Well, if we can verify and hold the stick over their heads that if they don't, those sanctions go back in place. Hey, look, lots going on. Let's, again, if you want to be part of the conversation this morning, those numbers are 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. 5-0. So anyway, obviously the other big issue of the day is the ongoing Donald Trump saga. I find this interesting to watch. I have to tell you, I feel like Donald Trump is our modern-day presidential version of Jesse the Body Ventura in Minnesota.
That's a good point.
You know, the bottom line is this, is that I don't disagree with a lot of the things that he says. You know, if you look at the actual points that he makes, is I don't disagree with a lot of it. The problem is twofold. I don't trust him. If you look at his history, what he says today is remarkably different than what he just said a couple of years ago and throughout his entire career in the public eye. The other thing I'm not sure that I am really appreciative is that he may say something that makes sense, but he takes it to an extreme. And I'm not sure our president should be somebody who's always taking something to a ridiculous extreme. You know, you talk about immigration. He's not wrong. People who are here illegally have broken the law. They are lawbreakers. In some cases, they may even be felons. But to characterize all illegal aliens as rapists and drug dealers is wrong. And it's that kind of extremist. You know, that may work in Hollywood, but that does not work in not only in U.S. politics, but on this is the most powerful, most respected country in the world. And that's not how we're going to maintain that kind of presence with that kind of rhetoric. I mean, I get that he's in showbiz and that he's kind of lived in his own world all this time, and he's been incredibly successful. And a lot of his policies make sense. I just don't trust that he's really there because they seem to wander to whatever it takes to get done what he's trying to do. And two, that extremism is off the deep end. And that, and quite frankly, a harmful to any chance of not having Hillary in the office next time, because, of course, that kind of extreme talk gives us little chance to win in the next election. But that's my two cents, and obviously the Don is somebody who is now a serious contender in this, because right now in the U.S. Today poll, he's number one. 17% obviously is not overwhelming, but he is number one in the candidate. Hey, let's go back to the phones. We've got callers. Don from Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling regarding the verification process, and I heard somebody on TV last night talking about what was in this agreement, and my understanding is that there's a 24-day notice before we can go in and inspect personally. And if that's the case, I don't see how that can have any impact on the whole process.
Well, I agree with that, and that's why I keep coming back to verification. Again, not all the details have been released. There's something about a 5-of-8 vote kind of thing that they have to go through to get that done. But I'm with you all the way, Don. You're right on the money, and thanks for the call. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more calls after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin. Appreciate all the calls this morning. Always makes me feel good about the show and a chance to share the ideas of the day with you. If you want to be part of the show, you can call us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can reach out to us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text us at 701-226-8555. What's on your mind this hour is sponsored by North Dakota Oil Can. By the way, big doings in oil can country. They've got the Oil Can Fishing Derby today. 225 fishermen participating in a fishing derby up on the big water. Tomorrow is day two of the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Join the fun in South Hart. The 2:30 Bakken Basics Information Session with Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset, Allison Ritter, from the Division of Mineral Resources, and Justin Kringstead. At 4 o'clock, and the reason why they all show up, is the free barbecue and great entertainment from Quintana Biffert. Details on this and more, and especially details on why oil is important not only to the future of North Dakota, but to the future of this country, and how it is the secret weapon in getting our economy back on track, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com or North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page. So there you have it, Oil Can, sponsor of the What's on Your Mind show. Back to the phones right out of the gate. Let's go to Kurt on line one. Kurt, welcome to the show. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, sir. I just wanted to piggyback on your comments on Donald Trump. I'm stunned that people don't realize that, quite frankly, and I have to kind of do this for a living, this guy's past. He's been more liberal than Hillary Clinton. For him to be stomping around the country trying to pretend to be a presidential candidate is almost an affront to the process. I guess everybody has a shot. But his history is so mixed between the lies that he's told about his own personal life, including his assets, and his liberal, many liberal takes. He's been a huge contributor to the Clintons, to Obama. So those of you that think that this guy is conservative, I think you got another thing coming.
Go ahead and finish your comment.
Second point on verification, which I totally agree with you. You're a very open-minded, commonsensical fellow. Verification, I was stunned that our representative came on the radio yesterday without even reading or taking a look at this yet. I think he could have waited 24 hours to get on the radio. But these are the kinds of things. This thing is huge, ladies and gentlemen. We've been on a war footing since 9/11. We can't attack and put ourselves in a military position every time we turn around. I don't know about you, but I've got kids and grandkids that I'm worried about the future, and I don't think being at and a constant war footing is a good thing for this country. So I'm hoping, like you, that this is a good deal. And when it comes to verification, they had some of the experts that I watched this morning, and the forensics that they have and the technology that they have to determine what's in those sites is unbelievable. But the opposite of that is we're not there at all now. They're doing whatever they want to right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And yet, and we do, you know, our as I've said over and over again, the real force of change is exposure to our way of life and the quality of life that people can achieve on a path that we're on. But that only happens if they can be exposed to, you know, to our country and to our economy and those kinds of things. But you're absolutely right. They're going to build a bomb under the current way. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't do everything we can to stop. And the best way to stop it is to have verification in place. Plus, it's a fairly significant drawdown on their ability to do this in terms of the amount of plutonium they have, the weapons-grade plutonium. And the point that I make in that is that all of this is great if we can prove it happens. If we can't, we cannot trust these guys.
Sir, I totally agree with you. This last comment, it just seems to me I'm now 58 years old, and everything that this country does has become so politicized. We've become Democrats and Republicans instead of Americans. And I'd really like to see all of us every once in a while, in something as large as this, look for the best in each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Great call, Kurt. I appreciate it. I will tell you, I agree with you on the Donald Trump stuff. Again, speaking of trust, I think it's, in fact, I read an interesting article last night as I was doing show prep. There's one speculation out there that he's doing this to help his friends, the Clintons, that this is all part of a plan that he has to help. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but the reality is that that was one of the speculations. And if you look at the effect of what he's doing, he actually is helping the Democrats in that regard. Let's go to a couple of text messages. First, do you think that the hostages being held should be released before sanctions are lifted? And do you think the Senate should even budge until the hostages are released? I think if a single member of Congress approves this without hostages being released, they should be impeached or fired. One of our text messages, and in fact, the previous caller referenced Congressman Cramer's position on this. I would tell you right now, he is listed as leaning no, but undecided in that regard, except for one point, and that is the issue of the hostages. He's been very clear that any deal should be tied to that, and I don't disagree with that at all. Also, another text, you really need to understand how the so-called sanctions will trigger. It's not instant. It's 14 days and 7 more days, then 2 more, and only if they agree. And with Obama, that's his words, not mine, running this country, he'll just draw another line in the sand. Should have let sanctions work, brought them to their knees, and the hostages should have been freed or the deal done. A couple of things. One, I don't think he's talking about the sanctions. He's talking about inspections. And that is something we have to get into and what the details are on that, because if they're not going to have ready access for inspections and for verifications, this deal should be done because we cannot trust these people. But I will tell you that the sanctions have pretty much brought their country to their knees on an economic front. If you look at the hardships, that's the only reason these people are at the table, because without sanctions, they'd be on their way to making the bomb, and we couldn't do anything about it. That's why this discussion is so important. Let's go back to the phones. Mike on line two, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I just wondered, what would have happened if Ronald Reagan had been faced with the obstructionists like we have in the Congress today? Everything Obama does and KFR supports us is wrong. We would never have had the breakthroughs with the Berlin Wall coming down. We wouldn't have had the breakthroughs with China. But this whole concept that no matter what Obama does is going to be wrong, and your station reinforces that all day long, where would we be today in the world if Reagan had been faced with these obstructionists? Why don't you ask Cramer and the other right-wingers that you have on there to address this issue? Why can't they cooperate and go with him and work for peace instead of fighting Obama on everything he does?
Mike, I couldn't disagree with you more, and I will tell you that they have a responsibility to make sure it's right. I'll be disappointed if it's done just for political reasons, and there will be some on both sides of the aisle that will take actions that are mostly political, but they will, as a body, hopefully, do the right thing if it's the right thing to do. And I have faith that they will. We've seen that. But you talk about Republicans and being obstructionists. Let's remember that they didn't bring anything to the floor to vote on during Harry Reid's time because he knew that his people would have to run against those votes if he did that. Under Republicans, they are taking votes on hard issues every day and letting the chips fall where they may and being able to have people judge them for the positions they take. That did not happen before. Mike, I appreciate your point.
Let me say one more thing. You talk about Heidi Heitkamp coming on your show. Your show is so biased. To call yourself unfair and unbalanced or whatever you call yourself, it's crazy. It's nothing but right-wing rhetoric. And if you had another person on...
Are we going to have that conversation again, Mike?
No, let me just ask you, why don't you have a co-host that represents the other side?
Right here. We've had that conversation, Mike. Anyway,
we're not going to digress into this. Mike, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line one. Tom, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment today?
My call, and Mike may be more a cause of the problem than he is the solution, the way it sounds to me anyway. But getting to the situation with Iran, we're making a huge, huge, huge mistake by not insisting that that Iran respond more forcefully to what Israel would want done in regard to their nuclear weapons. To think that we can trust Iran with inspections is absolutely ridiculous. When you look at what happened with Bill Clinton as president with the inspections that were taking place in Iraq during his presidential term, it's one of the main reasons why we ended up in Iraq, because gradually, slowly, there were less and less sites that could be inspected. Saddam Hussein would wait for a reaction from the United States that was meaningful. He never got one, so he just continued. But Saddam Hussein is a saint compared to the mullahs in Iran. There is a hard, hardcore part of their leadership that thinks nuclear weapons are necessary to begin the end of the world, to bring in the two caliphate. Ahmadinejad said a prayer right at the United Nations to that effect, where nobody could figure out what he was doing. He put his head back, he closed his eyes, and that was the prayer that he prayed. So if we think we're dealing with a rational government with Iran and we're going to be able to negotiate a situation where they're going to reduce the chance that they're going to end up with a nuclear bomb, that's ridiculous. We need to go in there forcefully. We need to crank up the sanctions and have them dismantle everything that they're doing in regard to producing a nuclear bomb. And the current agreement definitely does not do that.
No, it does take them down to, 3% of their current stockpile of weapon-grade plutonium, or plutonium
if
that can be converted to that. If we're able to verify it. The problem I have, and this is what I guess I'll ask you if we have time, is that, you know, in the absence of that, they are on a fast track to do this. Without some resolution here, they will have the bomb. So the question is, you know, do we take them down a path where we insist that they are verifiable? Because it all comes back to trust. I don't trust them. We have to verify whatever they tell us they're going to do to make sure it happens. That being said, where the path they're on now, even with the sanctions, they're going to have a bomb. So what do we do in this situation?
Well, they're going to have a bomb because over the last 7 years, we have allowed them to continue down the path, getting closer to being able to manufacture a bomb. If we would have done what we should have done when they first started, they would not be in the position today to even come close to having a bomb.
Hey, Tom, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. Tom, I'm going to have to cut you off. We're going into a break. You're absolutely right on, but it doesn't change where we are today. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen. What's on Your Mind this hour brought to you by the Oil Can program. It is a program dedicated to helping people understand how important oil is to the economy, both here in North Dakota and nationally, and how it's making a huge difference in the life of people across this great state, not only in oil country, but also in the eastern side of the state, where it's creating thousands of jobs and having literally tens of millions of dollars of economic impact every single year. Oil is the key to North Dakota's robust economy, but it also can be the key to our energy independence in this country and a robust national economy. I'm fond of talking about how a strong economy is the perfect social program. It lifts wages, creates jobs, creates money for social programs, all those kinds of things without raising taxes. And according to a recent study, oil activity could be the quickest way to get our economy fired up again in this country. Don't kid yourself. This economy is sluggish at best, and there are millions of people out of work. Oil is the key to getting that done. If you want to learn more about all that oil can do, and quite frankly, what's going on this summer with Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, you can find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Hey, great show. I want to thank the callers we've had so far today. I want to get back to a couple of points before we get back to the phones. And again, if you want to be part of the discussion, go to 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Let me start with Mike first, who was complaining about the lack of the other side. I have to tell you that, well, you know, I'm not one who says everything this administration has done wrong. Nobody's going to get it all wrong. But this administration has been devastating, quite frankly, to this country's economy. And again, I don't think it's probably done for any other reason but, you know, this social good. But we've learned the hard way in this country that giving people stuff and not having having people earn it is a dangerous precedent, and it doesn't create a strong country. You know, and just a minute ago in the oil can presentation, I talked about the whole piece about how the best social program is a strong economy. If there's one failing that this administration has brought on us, is the failure to capitalize on the economic opportunity that we could have had over the last 5 to 6 years, especially in the area of energy. And so, yes, there are problems with this administration. Obamacare is a train wreck. Our regulatory regime that's been instigated by this administration is strangling business. And yes, there are a lot of problems. And I don't care which side of the coin you're on. If we're all honest about this, we have to recognize that this administration has been a train wreck when it comes to the economy. As far as global issues, well, this is a test to see if we have the resolution to be able to go in there and make sure these people these Iranians are playing by the rules that they've agreed to, and if not, pull the plug and go back to tough sanctions, because it's sanctions that got us to this point. Let's go to line one. Greg, welcome to the show. What's your comment or question?
Hey, you turn around and you advertise that North Dakota oil can. It's so great because it helps relieve taxes and all that stuff. Figure out why property taxes doubled then.
Well, that's a conversation. That's a conversation.
Double if this oil is supposed to be so great.
Greg, let me ask you this: have you asked that question of your local county commission or city commission?
Yeah, because I did. It's a state issue. They should come down from the state.
How is that a state issue, Greg? That it's property taxes. Property taxes are administered.
Call the county auditor and ask why it come down from the state.
Well, I got news for you. Number one, the state has put hundreds of millions of dollars against buy downs in property taxes, but local property taxes are not levied by the state. Go out and check your facts at the North Dakota Constitution and in North Dakota Century Code. You'll see that property taxes are levied at the local level. What you get charged is up to the locals, not the state. What the state's been doing is taking some of this oil wealth that's been coming down and putting it back to buy down property taxes. But if you've got a problem with that, it's because the increases are coming faster than the state can pump in money to buy it down. I suggest you go there. Greg, thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. Welcome to the show. Did you have a comment or a question?
Hey, are you there?
You bet. What's your welcome to what's on your mind?
Hey, there's a lot on my mind. You keep saying that Iran come to the table because of sanctions. Do you really believe that?
Absolutely. I think there is no way this regime would be at the table today if economics hadn't forced them to it. I think they would be going on their merry way, threatening the countries around them, continuing to foster terrorism. Absolutely. I think what brought them to it is that if you've read anything about what's going on in their country, their people are suffering under the weight of those sanctions. And it's the only reason they got to the table.
That regime don't care if their people are suffering. They don't care.
Well, it may be
because of the incompetency of Obama.
Well, I take it you're saying that it's that incompetency that might be leading them to think they might be able to cut some kind of sweetheart deal. Maybe that's true. But I'm telling you that you get people who are unhappy at home, and that's a recipe for overthrowing organizations like the mullahs. And so while they have a stranglehold on them, it's not totally impervious to people uprising because they are in a hardship situation. And there's no question that, that the rank and file, even some of the supporters of the mullahs, are in a hardship situation. Hey, look, we've run out of time for this hour. Again, thank you to all the callers. Appreciate it. We've got a great second hour of the show with Representative Kevin Cramer going to be on, and you're listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll be back after the break and news.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.